Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Michael Strautmanis is the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for the Obama Foundation. And I understand that there are no tickets left and that you can't get in this year. Is that right, Michael? It's completely sold out.
Not quite. Tickets are selling fast, and our opening day, June 19th, is sold out, but there are tickets still available.
I heard you can't go.
Go to Obama.org.
Nobody go there. It's sold out. You can't get in. But I know. Don't say that, John, because people do want to go, and that's why I tease you about that. Tickets have been on sale for 2 hours and 20 minutes now. First day sold out. I presume the website's been busy, huh?
The website's been busy, and I tore myself away from our internal text channel to actually get on the phone with you, because I've just sort of been staring at it all day, hoping that things would be busy and things would work smoothly. And right now, both things are happening.
It hasn't crashed, huh?
No, there's no crash. Things have been going really smoothly, and the best part has been that lines and waiting have been shorter than we told people they would be. So that's good. You know, we'd love to under-promise and over-deliver. And right now, there really are no significant waits for people who are coming on to sign up. John, one thing you should know, though, is you don't have to have a ticket to enjoy the Obama Presidential Center. It's just for the museum. There's all kinds of other things to do on this campus for people who come.
Yeah, explain the distinction to us, because I think you've just touched on a confusion I might have had. I thought the ticket gets me on the grounds and in the museum. These are separate things. Talk about that.
Yeah, sure. So if you take a look at our website, or if you've seen pictures, you see this tower. That's the museum. And that museum is an experience that really needs to be ticketed so that people can enjoy it and explore it in a comfortable way. So tickets are timed. You get a time for entry to go into the museum. By the way, you don't even need a ticket if you want to go just straight to the top and see those fantastic views of the city of Chicago. But that's only one part of the experience. This is a 19-acre campus, so you've got places to walk around and enjoy the park. We're connected right to the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry, but you know, on our campus, we've got a playground. You can go into the restaurant. You can go check out some talk that's happening in the auditorium. We've got a recording studio and more, but I think one of the coolest things is we have one of the newest branches of the Chicago Public Library, and you definitely don't need a ticket to visit your local library. So there's a lot to do.
Talk about the museum. What will be in there for the ticketed folks?
Well, the ticketed folks will have fun experiences like a replica of the Oval Office. You can sit behind the desk. It looks exactly the same as it did when President Obama was in office. We also have a great exhibit with Mrs. Obama's dresses that everybody tells me is going to be one of the most popular things to do. But we've also got cool things that were created during the campaign. We've got videos from around the world from Election Day. We've got in-depth analysis of both the President Obama's accomplishments in office, and, you know, some of the opposition that he had when he was in office as well. And finally, it's good history because the Obamas wanted to position their time in office in its continuum and talk about those on whose shoulders they stand.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
The president was on with Stephen Colbert, and he asked Obama, President Obama, if the tan suit is going to be on display. Can you comment?
The tan suit, I don't believe you can see a picture of the tan suit there yet. But you know what? We're always going to be rotating exhibits. And I will tell you, I've known President Obama for a long time. He's kind of proud of that tan suit. So, you know, he may want you to see it in there at some point.
Obama said he looks fly in that suit, which...
Yeah, it's another way of saying he's pretty proud. Fly, you know, that might be another way to get into it.
It's such an irrelevant tangent to his presidencies, but it was also kind of a signature thing for him. Certainly the world made more out of it. I wonder if he had any idea when he wore that, that the world would take such notice.
Yeah, I've never talked to him about it, but I remember some of the things that he said about it at the time. And I think she really thought he looked pretty good. You know, it's a tan suit, something a little bit different, but I think what's interesting, and, you know, this will be here for generations. And I think it'll be interesting just at that time and think about, you know, how the media worked, kind of how the outrage machine worked. It was sort of a new era. In our history, in the history of the presidency, you know, in so many ways, he was the first digital president, and had to navigate just how much we now sort of take for granted. I remember I was on the campaign, and we actually sent out our first tweet maybe a week before Election Day. So it's just fascinating to look back and see how much has changed pretty short amount of time.
The New York Times had a really interesting, I'm sure you saw too, digital story called The Audacity of Art, and it showed the 30 commissioned artworks, which I just thought were fantastic. Are those in the museum and ticketed, or will those be displayed throughout?
The art here is just spectacular. And almost all of it is displayed throughout. We have statues. We have a huge arch that's coming up. One of the really things that I get very emotional about is there is a water feature that was created by the famed sculptor and artist Maya Lin that's named after President Obama's mom. So many of the art pieces are out and open and available to the public without a ticket. There are a few that are inside the museum that are also spectacular, but you know, they understand what great art can do and how it can open up people's hearts. And we also want to do programs so that young people can understand really the business behind art. You know, you think about art, you know, you sort of only think of the artist or the athlete, but there's so much more that goes into it, and we want to open up those opportunities as well.
I'll mention it's $30 for adults, $23 for children 3 to 11. Under 2, you get in for free. If you're an Illinois resident, show an ID. You get a discount on that. You cannot resell the tickets, although you can reschedule them. If you do so, no later than 24 hours in advance. If you want to shoot hoops at the basketball court, you need to be in a league. You can't just go over there and shoot some free throws. And that for $75, you can get a 90-minute tour rather than just wandering it yourself. So if we want to do any and all of this, Obama.org, would that be the way to go, Michael?
Yeah, Obama.org/visit/museum tickets. But go to Obama.org. Don't worry. You're not going to have a problem finding it. Yeah.
Congratulations in advance, Michael. I'm really happy to talk to you. I'm happy it's in Chicago. You know, I have designs to bring a presidential scholar that I talk to on stage as President Jefferson or President Roosevelt to your auditorium there. So we'd love to schedule something there down the road, too.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me. It's really a milestone day for us.
Michael Strautmanis is the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for the Obama Foundation, Obama.org.